Travel agents have disappeared from our high streets here in Leeds city centre over the last couple of decades. Package deals bought in shops have been replaced with deals found online, and the activities families do on holiday are also changing. Elephant riding, swimming with dolphins and tiger petting are becoming increasingly popular holiday activities for British families. Companies like TripAdvisor have responded to this growing popularity by announcing that they'll no longer sponsor these activities on their website.
World traveller Kelly Rowley from Leeds says that her experience riding an elephant in Southeast Asia was particularly negative.
So we arrived there, it was literally in the middle of nowhere. There was about six elephants or so. They were chained by their ankles to the trees just to, I guess, stop them from wandering too far. And then we got, like, pretty much hoisted onto the back of it. It was this tiny wooden little box with a, like, one wooden bar holding you in. So it was pretty scary.
Yvonne Andrew from PETA says elephants are abused to become subservient, and this causes emotional and physical damage.
With elephant treks and rides, for example, we know that it's tourist money that funds a perpetual cycle of abuse for these animals. It involves tearing baby elephants from their mothers soon after birth, confining them to tiny wooden crates, and then regularly beating them with nail-studded rods. This is all done to crush their spirits and prepare them for a life of servitude.
The ethical implications of riding elephants are complicated by the amount of jobs it supports. For many working in the trade, elephants are their only means of survival. Although wildlife tourism can be harmful to animals, Southeast Asian economies are built upon British tourism.
The elephants that I rode were native to that country, and it's a big tourism factor for them. Like, they get a lot of tourism through people wanting to see these animals in the wild and wanting to ride them. We did it in a small village that no one would know about if it wasn't for the elephants. So I do believe it was very important to them.
Yvonne is hopeful that people's opinions will continue to change.
As people gain a greater understanding of animals and how they're mistreated for entertainment, they don't want to support these activities. And it really all comes down to knowledge. And one of the great things about TripAdvisor's new policy is that it includes working with groups like PETA to launch a new educational portal. And this will help inform travellers about various animal welfare concerns and issues that groups like PETA have with, you know, these different animal activities. And hopefully it'll be up and running early next year.
In Leeds city centre, opinions were divided.
I think the travel companies should sell them, actually. Well, it's part of a package, isn't it? It's part of the service that they offer to the traveller, I would say.
Seems reasonable that the animal welfare is being considered above the simple pleasures of people enjoying an elephant ride.
Like, probably for the best, because it means that the animals aren't being exploited, and then, like, the region's culture is also being, like, not marketed for, like, companies' profit and making money.
Although the world's leading travel agency has taken a stand to wildlife tourism, its competitors have yet to follow. What we don't know is whether this is a standalone action or the first of many reactions that could once again change British holidays forever.